Declan, going into your final game, your destination that might not be entirely in your own hands, but certainly you know what you have to do against Kildare tomorrow at the same time.
Yeah, listen, Tom, we haven't won the match. That's basically it. We won the match, and that's going to be a job in itself. But the lads have prepared well during the week, and on the back of a decent performance down in Cork, we're hoping to build on that there now. And, ultimately get back into Division 1.
Yeah, because that bump in the road you had against Tipperary and against Fermanagh, that's well behind us now following those wins over Armagh and Cork.
Yeah, listen, it's been a campaign where we're using a lot of young lads, and it's been, from our point of view, it's been very, very positive. Yeah, we had two blips along the way, and the first one was of our own doing down against Tipperary, where we conceded two terrible goals when we were in the ascendancy, when we were 5-up and looked like cruising home, but we just didn't take our opportunities and give away bad scores at the other end. All of a sudden, we lost the match, and against Fermanagh again, we were in the driving seat, and we got a man sent off, and then we were down to 13, and Fermanagh kicked on a number of scores. But listen, it's a learning curve, as I say, for a lot of these guys, and from our point of view also, we've used a lot of the younger lads and a lot more experience coming back in now. And you can see that against Armagh, and especially against Cork again last weekend. And so hopefully we can finish the campaign now with a victory against Kildare.
And as you mentioned, some of the older boys coming back in recent weeks, obviously Leo McLoone, Michael Murphy, Paddy McGrath last weekend. We've seen Neil McGee for a minute or so last weekend, and Frank McLean isn't that far away either. It's from talking to you during the week.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, and not alone that, but over the last number of weeks on the training pitch also, that experience and that quality, it brings just the standards of those sessions become much, much better. And it's all panning out not too bad. And if we can get that result and get that performance against Kildare and to get back to Division 1, then it'll be a very, very good league campaign from our point of view.
You mentioned experience, and another experienced man that has returned to the squad, we read about it during the week, is Paul Durkin.
Yeah, listen, Paul's been back training there this last 3 or 4 weeks, and he's been overseas working for the last number of seasons, and he's moved back home now with his family, and brings a lot of experience, and Paul's been there and he's done that, but he still has that hunger to get back in. So yeah, it's great to have Paul back, and he's been a great asset to the whole group again. And
is he in the squad for the weekend, or is he more long term for the championship?
Yeah, well, listen, we'll finalize that this evening, but he's been back training this last 3 weeks. He's probably short a bit of match practice, but we'll make a decision on that now over the weekend. But no, he's going to be, he's going to be a firm part of our championship prep.
And in terms of the squad for the weekend and the team for the weekend, Declan?
Yeah, no, listen, just Michael Langan has, we're just monitoring how Michael Langan is. He didn't play in Cork, and we're just waiting to see how he responds this week. So probably 50-50, but apart from that, we have the squad that was down in Cork with us, and as I say, they're playing well, so we're really looking forward, and it's a big match for us in Ballyshannon, and it'll be great to see a big Donegal support get behind the team on Sunday.
And Jason McGee is back in the frame as well.
Yeah, Jason's back from suspension. Jason was out, he missed the Cork game. He picked up a one-match suspension after the Armagh game, so it's great to have Jason back in too, and he's done well for us throughout the National League campaign.
Yeah. So, as was mentioned at the outset, we've seen Michael Murphy come back, and we've seen the return of Leo McLoone and Paddy McGrath. Can we expect to see Frank McLean and Neil McGee make appearances tomorrow?
Time will tell, Tom. Time will tell, but they're definitely in the squad.
And talk to me about Kildare. Obviously, they're still not out of the wood either. They're still in with a chance if things go right for them.
Oh yeah, listen, they have plenty to play for. They'll see it as an opportunity if they can turn us over. That they're in with a huge chance of going back to Division 1 football also. And we're well aware of what they can bring to the table. I mean, they were very, very good last year. If you look at them, and they probably should have beaten us in Ballyshannon. They created a number of goal chances. They took three of them. And we have to be very, very careful. They went on then to beat Mayo and go on to the Super 8. So they are a threat. There's no doubt about that there. They're some very, very good footballers, and probably as strong a midfield pairing as there is in the country with Kevin Feely and Tommy Mulick, and the Wojtek Brophy and Flynn and Healy, those guys up front to keep driving. So it's a strong Kildare team, And you know, it's going to be a big, it's going to require a big performance from our point of view. And you know, if we get that performance level for the 70 plus minutes, then we're in a big chance.